even as railroad tankers become a pipeline on wheels from the North Dakota Bakken oil field, coal on rail lines from western states like Wyoming and Montana to electrical generating plants in the upper Midwest isn't keeping pace with what they need. Dairyland Power Cooperative Fuel Supply Manager Sean Craig in La Crosse says they have a shortage on the ground right now.
By now, we need to build inventory to be prepared for the winter burn. The concern that we have is the amount of rail coal being delivered into the terminal is not enough to start building that inventory.
In 3 months, Craig says it could become critical. Coal is shipped by rail to the Mississippi River, where it's loaded on barges and brought to their Genoa power plant. Once the Mississippi freezes over, the barges stop. Barron Electric in western Wisconsin buys its electricity from Dairyland Power. General Manager Dallas Sloan says the lack of coal could spike prices and bring down supply.
Reliability, this plant could be a key part to reliability in this whole region if we have another severe winter.
Could this be comparable to what happened with the propane shortage last winter?
Certainly, it's something similar to it, because if we run out of coal, just like they ran short of propane, prices probably go up, plants go on idle.
Burlington Northern said in a statement to WPR that they're investing $5 billion in expanding capacity and they're hiring more people. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin also released a statement saying, quote, "My staff and I will continue to work with BNSF to find a solution to this looming fuel shortage." Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.